Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sly Stone is back. That's right. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st. That's like this Sunday, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Tulsa King or Hot Take King, Colin Cowherd's at it again.
It's time for him to retire after this take, and I'm being serious about that. Like, this is the take where you realize, Colin, when did it get away from you? Well, it was on the 17th of September, 2025. That's when it got away from Colin Cowherd.
Remember, he's in L.A.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't care where he is.
Yeah, I'm going to play it because I watch the show almost every day because the way I get home around – you know, 11:30, pop the TV on, hang out a little bit. He's on there. I watch him go back to McAfee during commercials. And I'm watching this. I just told Mac this before I had to record something. And I was like, you know, when I watched this yesterday, I literally was like, did he really just say that? And this is what he said.
Football's different. There's the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and then there's the College Football Hall of Fame. But I was thinking this morning that if you combined it like basketball, and it was just, there was a Football Hall of Fame, you could count college and pro. I would make an argument today, the greatest coach in the history of football is not Bill Belichick or Bill Walsh or Vince Lombardi. It's Jim Harbaugh, the greatest coach ever. Think about this. He's never failed. He's 5-for-5 at San Diego, Stanford, San Francisco 49ers, Michigan, and the Chargers. He's never failed. Saban and Urban, unbelievable college legends, struggled in the NFL. He's also not tied to a single player. What's Belichick without Brady? Not great. The only person that kind of compares to him is Jimmy Johnson.
So, it's today. If worms had guns and arms, then birds wouldn't fly.
It's today.
Andy Reid has won more championships in the last 600 days than Jim Harbaugh has won in his career. And I'm counting the college championships as well. You got one, and it was your last year at Michigan where you cheated. And you had a guy on the sidelines stealing signs, and your university got suspended for it while you escaped and ran away to the NFL. That's not the greatest coach of all time. Can we state the obvious? Jim Harbaugh left Michigan immediately after a national championship because he knows he cheated to win that national championship, and they were a-coming, right? And they got Michigan. They got Michigan the next year. They were suspended, the coach was, right? Jim Harbaugh escaped and went on to the NFL, where he did take a team to a Super Bowl, but did not win that Super Bowl. Did a nice job at Stanford, no national championships there. Where's the third place that he's been? Oh, San Diego State didn't win a national championship there.
I also think it's very disrespectful if I was Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll's the other guy. He wants to be in on this conversation, too, because Pete Carroll's won a championship at both levels.
Yeah, USC and Seattle. Yeah. He's been to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, Pete Carroll wants in on this conversation.
He also wasn't terrible in New England.
No, he wasn't.
They just were kind of like, you can't get us there, but we're going to bring in the Big Tuna. And then the Big Tuna took him to the Super Bowl in 96. So, Because his argument is college and pro combined resumes.
But Pete Carroll's better.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he brings up Jimmy Johnson, and I'm like,
Yeah, Jimmy won a Super Bowl. He had that Miami team. But if you watch the U, even he says, like, I didn't have to do anything. I just, you know.
Yeah, but in college, you recruit those players, man. Like, back then, it's different. You know, you actually had to go out and recruit those guys and pay the money illegally. It was harder back then. So I give college coaches credit because they're not the GM. And maybe you do say Jimmy Johnson is in the conversation. He won with Jerry Jones. And look at what's happened to that Dallas franchise since Jimmy Johnson left, right?
Has Oklahoma ever won a national title?
One. They got Bob Stoops in 2000. That's it.
That's right. Okay, so Barry Switzer never won one.
He won at Oklahoma, and he won a Super Bowl. Yeah, I think Barry did win a national title at Oklahoma.
So that would be two?
Think he did. But I'm not 100% sure if he won a national title. But I think he won a national title.
Pete Carroll off that list.
Pete Carroll was the glare. The first thing I thought of was Pete Carroll. I'm like, Pete Carroll literally is a better coach than
him. He walks
him.
So Harbaugh could run.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll goes to scrutiny at USC. He's like, you know what? I think I'm going to take that Seattle job.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Switzer won three natties.
He won three. Okay. So he won three national championships and then won a Super Bowl. So where's Barry Switzer on the list, right?
Yeah, right.
74, 75, and then 85.
And he won two Super Bowls.
No, he only won the one.
Jimmy won two,
and he won the one. He got the coattails of the third one, which is fine.
I had a Harbaugh. Right. Three guys we just named in 3 minutes.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Colin.
Come on, Colin, man. I understand the hot take nature of the society we live in. And if he would have come out and said Pete Carroll is the greatest head football coach of all time, we probably would have rolled our eyes as hard. We would have said, well, he won a championship at both college and in the pros and did great at USC, did great with Seattle, went to two Super Bowls there.
Belichick's coached three games.
I mean, Belichick, Belichick has three games in college.
I'm
being honest with you. If I'm doing best coaches of all time, based on recency bias, Belichick's a tough one to put on there right now. You see, he was not good without Tom Brady, and he wasn't really good with Tom Brady before when he was with Cleveland, but that was Cleveland.
He made the playoffs with Mac Jones.
He did that one time on the tail end of everything there.
Andy's game elevated with Patrick.
No doubt about it. Right. But Andy was good without Patrick. Andy was winning 10 games a year for the most part in Philadelphia.
But he wasn't great.
No, he was not great. Patrick made him great. Andy was good. Patrick made him great, right? He took him to that next level that he was the piece that Andy needed to get over the hump.
Everybody needs that guy, right? Because you can have that argument with every coach except maybe a few. Like Dilfer didn't do it for Tampa. They just had an amazing defense.
Yeah.
Like every position was all pro on defense.
I mean, coaches will tell you we're only good as our players are, you know? And if you get the best of all time, like Belichick had, and the second best of all time, like Andy Reid has, you better win championships with that. But you can't also fall off a cliff when you don't have that guy. And we have 13 years, basically, or more, I guess, 15, 16 years of Andy Reid coaching without Patrick Mahomes, it was really damn good. I mean, how many Super Bowls did the guy, contend for in Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb and Michael Vick and Kevin Cobb and all these guys? Like, he's done a good job without Patrick Mahomes. He's done a great job with Patrick Mahomes. Without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick has kind of been a zero for the most part. And so, would I put him on that list? I mean, I don't want to, but, like, you have to, right? Like, so
he still won him because, I mean, there were still – you know, they still, because if you're going to not put him on the list, and then we go back with the argument of Tom Brady having a top 10 defense for most of his career, top defense was built by Belichick.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah,
you could say,
the first
like,
point
yeah, like yeah. you could say, like, well, Brady only, you know, Belichick only won him because of Brady. Well, how much of Tom Brady did he go back and say, he built that defense? If I don't have that in 01 and 03, I don't win the Super Bowl because we won every game by, 7 points and every game was 17 to 10, or if it was 20 to 13 or something like that, it's because I knew my defense was there. So I didn't have to do anything exceptional, but I mean, I think it goes hand in hand. So I think Belichick has to be on that list.
And that's a good point, Dusty. It really is. And you are right about that. I'm the one that's wrong about that. I just have this recency bias, and I guess I'll just be honest. I'm tired of Andy Reid not getting credit. I just am. And I feel like I'm not his publicist. I'm not getting paid by Andy Reid. I'm not told to go out there and say this stuff. But every time I see these conversations about coaches, people just leave Andy Reid out of these conversations. And Andy Reid has taken two NFL teams to Super Bowls. I don't know if anybody else has done that other than Don Shula, right? I think, I don't even know if Don Shula.
What is he, the winningest coach for two different franchises?
Yeah, and he's the winningest coach for two different franchises. He's winning in this era.
Does it need to be said, though? I mean, is it kind of obvious? Do we kind of know now?
I'd like to think you're right about that, but I don't know if you are. Like, when you're having a conversation on national television that Jim Harbaugh is the greatest coach of all time, man, what did you eat? Idiot pills?
College or pro?
I mean,
it is. It's both. It's college or pro.
But then Pete Carroll's got the leg up, and there's not even an argument. I don't even have to bring Andy Reid into the conversation. If you're going to tell me Jim Harbaugh's
Jimmy
the
Johnson,
best,
Barry Switzer,
yeah.
Pete Carroll,
like, all Pete Carroll those guys.
Beat Jim Harbaugh to get to the Super Bowl, I believe, in that NFC Championship game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Harbaugh made three NFC Championship games in a row, and at least one of them was against the Seahawks. Maybe two of them were against the Seahawks, but yeah.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, there are three coaches that we just named that Colin Coward's probably going, oh, I forgot about those guys because I want to have this hot take.
Who's Pete Carroll tied to? It's not Matt Leiner, it's not Reggie Bush.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson?
They had a terrible divorce.
Yeah. I would say it's Reggie Bush, though. You know, that was his guy in college. Yeah.
The Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I don't know if he's tied to anybody. Like, I think Jimmy's tied to the threesome in Dallas.
No doubt.
I mean, I think that's just clearly not his
fault. What if Harbaugh wins a Super Bowl with the Chargers?
Then or you put respect on.
Win one. Yeah. You got to win it.
Three guys we've mentioned all won.
You're not just showing up and having a week in New Orleans.
They won the college one too. So you're halfway there, right?
You're halfway there, but also his college one is tainted. It's very much so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's very tainted.
Stained.
Right. We can continue that, but when we come back on the other side, we've got some Royals offseason discussions because it is slowly ending, so we can kind of wrap up our Royals season as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.